In its most recent report, the American Society of Civil Engineers calls Florida's transportation system mediocre, noting that only 2% of Floridians commute using public transportation. And whoever becomes the state's next governor will inherit a system bogged down by crowded roads and a lack of mass transit options. As we head into the August 28th primary, we're taking a look at the governor's race and where those running stand on key issues. Today, WUSF's Roberta Roldan takes a look at what the seven main candidates have said about transportation. It seems they have little to offer in the way of solutions.
Investing more money in mass transportation is a rallying cry for Democratic candidates for governor. Just hear former Tallahassee Congresswoman Gwen Graham speaking to Democratic donors at a fundraising event in Tampa.
Our roads have turned into parking lots, and we have got to start investing in mobility and allowing people to get in mass transit opportunities and move from one place to the other.
But despite the passion, none of the Democratic candidates have really provided any specifics on what they do to relieve congestion on Florida's roads. The candidates have mentioned in passing a bunch of different transit options like high-speed rail, buses, and bike lanes. Former Miami Beach Mayor Philip Levine has even suggested that the state look into Hyperloop, a system of pods traveling in sealed tubes that's being developed by tech tycoon Elon Musk. Right now, it only exists in theory. But Levine says that public transportation is key to attracting what he calls 21st century businesses.
Look at the HR manuals of Apple, eBay, Amazon, Lockheed, Boeing, all these great companies. We want to come to Florida. They're all the same. They're pro-education, they're pro-healthcare, they're anti-discrimination, they're pro-environment. And if they're going to come, they want public transportation wherever they're going to come.
South Florida billionaire Jeff Green and Orlando businessman Chris King have both voiced their support for partnering with the private company Brightline, which is trying to build a high-speed rail system between Miami, Orlando, and Tampa. King has raised concerns, though, about the project's trial run in South Florida. Trains have killed 6 people, and critics say that the system could damage the environment. Talking about Florida's transportation problems also gives Democrats a platform to attack Republican Governor Rick Scott. In 2011, he turned down federal funds for a high-speed rail between Tampa and Orlando. Tallahassee Mayor Andrew Gillum did just that when talking to Jacksonville's WJCT.
We had an opportunity during the Obama administration to pull out $1.3 billion to help build high-speed rail across the I-4 corridor, the fastest-growing corridor in this state. We've got to lean into the future of transportation in this state. Asphalt will not build us out of gridlock.
Actually, Gillum underestimated the amount that Scott turned down. It was more than $2 billion. On the Republican side of the race, more asphalt is exactly what candidates are calling for. Speaking to a roomful of civic leaders in Tampa, two-term Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam said he supports some lawmakers who are looking to add even more roads.
The legislature moved forward this year with looking at new corridors for our interstate highway system. We have not substantially expanded the interstate system since our population was about half of what it is today.
Congressman Ron DeSantis of Port Orange is a favorite of President Donald Trump. He told WTSP-TV in Tampa that he's skeptical of state investment in mass transit.
I don't think that doing like a train is going to be the answer to it. I think we're basically an automobile-centered society. Until that behavior changes, I do think we need to work on upgrading and expanding our roadways.
But just like all 5 Democratic candidates, neither one of the Republicans have shared a specific plan for fixing the state's gridlock. Roberta Roldan, WUSF 89.7 News.